area. His name is Danny. He wants to talk to you and discuss the Christmas pricing. Okay? He's here.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Jack?
Yeah.
Great, Jack. My name's Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
All right, pretty good. How about you, sir?
Another day in paradise, brother. Thank you for asking. Ready for 2025, man. I feel like this year flew by.
So. Yeah, definitely flew by, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. So your company is ANC Appliance Repair. Is that correct? LLC?
Yeah.
Okay. And I ran a quick scan online for your business. I see you have the Google business profile now, which is great. 33 reviews already. That's amazing. Looks like you also have, let me see, Facebook, Yelp, and you have a website, right? That's about it at this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
perfect.
All we have as of right now.
Okay. Have you guys considered first page placement on Google before? Do you already know how this all works?
Oh yeah, we have a little understanding of it. We just never pursued it.
Got it. And just curious, what held you guys back in the past? Was it timing, or you guys are just too swamped?
Just
or
timing.
Timing. Okay.
Yeah, just timing, and you know, just running around, just trying to get the foundation, you know, right first, you know, being able to put a good system in place so we can manage calls that coming in and going out, you know, just trying to put a good system in place so we can know where we at.
Super
things
important.
Things like that, so as our lives.
For sure. So you guys have a good system in place now. You're able to handle, like, the calls you guys are getting, and even more calls, it sounds like.
We're working on that. But that'll be finished before next year.
Okay, good. Good to hear, brother. So, I know you guys are somewhat familiar with this. So first thing I'm going to do, I'll jump into our rates so you know how those work. And then I'll let you know everything included along with the timelines. That way you know, like, what to expect and when to expect it. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So our rates here, Jack, we make a month-to-month, no contracts. Also, it's a set flat rate. That rate will be at $249 a month for our platinum package. All right.
Okay.
Now, what that's going to include, and again, I'm going to hit timeline same time, just kind of kill two birds, one stone type of thing. So day one at sign-up, we give you access to a client dashboard. This is just a tracking and reporting system, so you could see everything we're doing from one convenient location. Okay? 7 to 10 days from startup, Jack, we're going to have your company submitted to Bing, Apple, Yahoo, and Meta, which is, you know, Facebook and Instagram. We make you the owner of all those directories. We're just added on as a manager. That way we can optimize and promote you on those directories. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Now, 7 to 14 days from sign up, we're going to have your Google listing fully optimized. That doesn't mean first page placement yet. That just means the keyword phrases we're targeting you for will have embedded in the Google page and correlating with all the other directories we submitted you to. So an example of that, you guys service all appliances, right? All brands?
Yes.
Okay. So like Whirlpool dishwasher repair, that would be considered one keyword phrase. We give you up to 25 keyword phrases total. Okay. Now, for you to start ranking on the first page of Google for those 25 keyword phrases, the timeline we send you in writing for that is 45 to 60 days from startup. Okay, so the process. 45 to 60 days.
Okay.
So basically 2 months so a month and a half to 2 months, essentially. How long it takes to get you ranking. All right. Now, what happens prior to that, 7 to 14 days from sign up, to start getting you some traction, like people actually seeing you and being able to call, we do launch social media ads for you. Have you ever seen or used Facebook or Instagram ads before, Jack? Do you know how those work?
Yeah. No, well, I never used them.
You seen them?
I hear about them a lot, but never use them. I ain't really. My Facebook page, I don't really have a business Facebook page. I have a Facebook, but.
Yeah, we'll create one for you.
Business Facebook. I didn't really actually turn it into one, but yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't really do Instagram like that. I don't really see a fit through it. Facebook probably, yeah.
I'll tell you this, outside of work, I'm not a big social media user either. Like, I don't really use it that much. But what we see is it gets our clients more calls, you know, so that's why it's included. So all we do, we link the Instagram to Facebook. We'll create you a business Facebook page, and we send you ownership of it. But the thing is, like, so when you post on Facebook, right, the only people that could see it is people that are following you, or if it's reshared, then they're followers. So what we want to do, if you have zero followers, that doesn't matter, you know, or like one or two followers, like you need a lot to make that sufficient for you. So what we do is retargeted ads. So they don't have to follow you. All they have to do is they type in, like if I go on my phone and I type in refrigerator repair near me, when I go to Facebook or Instagram, appliance repair ads will show up on my feed as long as I'm in their targeted area. So it's going to work the same way for you, and we put an easy click now to call action. That way they can just call you directly. Does that clarify or make sense?
Pay per click type thing.
Correct, but you're not paying per click. We're being charged per click. So out of your $249 monthly, $100 of that is allocated towards your social media ads each month. So you can't go over your $100 allotment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, gotcha.
Awesome. Awesome. And the whole goal of that too, Jack, is to get you some calls while we're working on your rankings for Google, because obviously Google's king. Like, that's where people are going to search when they need anything. So, but that ranking timeline is 45 to 60 days. So the social media ads, though, we have launched at 7 to 14. That way we could get you some traction while we're working on your rankings. Does that make sense?
Okay, and the rankings, which is like the SEO, whatever you want to call it.
That's what it is. It's off-site search engine optimization. So there's on-site search engine optimization. That's through the website itself. It's like blogging, site links. Like, that takes forever for it to happen. We're doing the off-site SEO, which is on the map listing. Man, you are familiar with this stuff,
okay.
Huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, anytime when I hear you guys say SEO, I'm like, okay, they know a little bit about this for sure.
Yeah, a little bit, not us, but yeah, that's why I never really got into it. I mean, a lot of people hit me up on it.
No doubt.
The 33 reviews that I do have, those are reviews that I built up over time. You know, but other than that, I don't know. I just haven't really went with nobody, bro, because it's like you get all these calls, and it's like, man, I don't know who to trust. So it's like,
100%. I'd feel the same way that you feel about it, you know? Our company, what I'd recommend is you look us up even. Like, I'll send you everything in writing, too, via email. But we've been in business 20 years. We show up on the first page of Google for what we do, local SEO services. We're out of Fountain Valley, California.
Local.
And we're a Google Premier partner, too. So you'll be in good hands with us. Let me shoot you everything in writing. That way you can see the reviews and everything, too, you know? One quick second here, brother.
Okay.
ANC Appliance Repair at Hotmail. Is that the best one?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. You can literally even just search us, too, you know? But let me just get you so you have everything in writing.
Say that again.
Oh, I said you could literally even just search us, like local Splash or.
Oh, I'm looking at
SEO
it.
Service.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at it. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Awesome.
Who's the owner?
What's that? Oh, who's the owner? Dave Rodecker. Dave Rodecker's the owner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's awesome too. He's super hands on, you know?
Nice.
I just shot you the email too. It's titled Google and Facebook Marketing, but it has like everything that we just went over in writing too. Did you do your website?
Say it again.
Did you create the website?
No, somebody else did.
Looks good, man. Ah.
Yeah, I haven't upload some pictures and stuff on it and do, you know, fix it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I just put that up there just to look kind of legit.
Yeah, you need a site. I mean, you know, but the first thing, even our service, like the first thing people are going to do is they're going to look you up, you know, so you need a website for sure. So it's good you got one up there.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
All right, so how's it look? You want to move forward with this?
And then you say you guys do, okay, Google Analytics, review capture system. Okay.
The review capture system?
What
we do, so we create you a custom QR code. You know, people love those nowadays. A lot of my clients put them on their business cards even. But that's one feature. Also, we give you a link, and that's my client's favorite way. It's called a tiny URL. It's basically, it'll be like rate my pro and then your business. And when you send it to clients, it will basically just pull up the stars in the box where they're able to write a review. And then in your tracking system through us too, you'll be able to see each review that comes through. You're able to respond straight from your dashboard, your tracking system.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what was the first thing you guys started doing as far as like, you know, optimizing, you know, not, I wouldn't say the website, but, the off page.
Yeah. So what we have to do is create you those listings I mentioned to boost your presence. So we're going to create Facebook, Instagram, Yahoo, Bing, Apple. We do make you the owner of all those directories. We're just added on as a manager, and what we're going to do is the 25 keywords that we're embedding on your Google page, right? We're going to make sure those correlate with each other directory we've submitted you to. And then the posts, right, are a key factor as well. So 7 to 10 days is what you get in writing for all those directories to be done. Usually it happens even faster than that, but that's just what you get in writing to cover our butts, you know? 7 to 14 days, we have everything like optimized and correlating with your Google page, and we have your social media ads up and running as well to start getting you some traction, you know. But again, for you to actually rank though on Google, that timeline's 45 to 60. It's not like a magic button we press. It's a process we have to do.
Yeah.
What comes
in with that? Is it just good reviews? Like, what comes in with that? How do you actually build off of that? Like,
that's an amazing question. So
I'm
on the account management team. So I'll tell you this, man. Let's say I had my own appliance repair company, right? I couldn't optimize it myself. Like, I have no idea. We have a team at our company that does the SEO, we have our social media ad team, you know, et cetera. So basically, we're fully up to date as a company with Google's algorithm and how to get you rankings. But as far as like the secret sauce and the exact way to do it, I don't have that for you, brother. I'm an account lead here. So I just make sure you know what you're getting, and I'm here to make sure you get what you want out of this. And those two things correlate, you know?
And he says, you know, $249
monthly. $249 monthly. 100 of that each month is allocated towards your social media ads.
Okay.
And the holiday discount or whatnot, basically, it's normally $299. So it's being reduced by $50 to $249. And that rate would never go up on you.
Okay. Oh, and then another question. Oh, so yeah, my Google listing, I know I'm not verified on there.
You
I'm
are verified on there.
For some reason, it's not showing public. I don't know why. Because once I went to go change the address from my old address to my new address.
Oh, they put it in verification?
Yeah, I think it needed to be, I think that address needed to be verified or whatnot.
It is showing for me, let me verify, is the new address, is it the 2924 South 97th Lane? Is that the right address?
So, no, that's not the right one. So what I was trying to do, and I don't know if I was right or not, I was trying to change the address thinking like, okay, this is the area where I want to do business at, so maybe it'll pop up.
No.
I don't know how to actually work.
Change the address on there, it's going to require re-verification, which is going to require a video verification. So you need access to that address or an advanced verification where you'll have to show like either licensing or insurance with that new address that you're trying to verify it at. So if you just put in a random address, you do not want to do that because it's not going to get out of the verification process. But
So if that's my address where I actually live, that so when I first started the business, that was my grandma's house, which is
okay.
Her house where I first started the business at 2-3 years ago, and then I just had that on there ever since then. I verified it, but now it's saying Google requires additional info to verify that you manage this business, your editing will be visible to customer after you verify. So right now, my editing is visible to customers.
Yeah, so right when I did a search, your Google page luckily is still showing, but it's showing for the old address. So that whole verification process, we walk you through it. The first thing they're going to try to do is a video verification. If that video verification isn't going through, the next step is an advanced verification where we submit, like, your work truck, business registration, business insurance, et cetera. Our timeline to have all that done is 7 to 14 days.
Okay, so I don't know. Maybe I should just keep the one that I got.
You already changed the address, right?
We
would have to get in and see. Yeah, you would have to log into your Google page, and then it will tell you if it's in re-verification or not. It's showing right now for me, for the Tolleson, Arizona address, right? The 2924 South 97th Lane. So I don't know if you actually went on and changed the address yet, but we can't tell until our tech team actually, like, gets in, you know?
Gotcha.
Because you would have to add us as manager to your Google page. You still own it. We're just adding on as a manager. Yeah.
Okay.
What city is that in?
That is in Buckeye. Colorado Buckeye.
Okay. So let me see. Give me one quick second here.
Because it was crazy because I was trying to expand in Verado. Like, it's kind of like the area. Well, that's where I actually stay at. So I was really trying to expand in Verado, Buckeye, and about 10 or 15 miles outside of that. I was trying to just, come out my back door and just do work there because it was more far off from the city. A lot of people don't like, a lot of pawn guys don't really come out there. So it was more of a niche and being able to gather up a lot of customers just in that area. Because, it's kind of far out from everybody else, but I'm the only one that stay out there that actually do appliances.
Right. Like Palo Verde, it looks like Arlington, Dixie, right?
Palo Verde and Verado Buckeye would be the only one that I would be doing. I'll go east. I'll probably go like 20 miles east.
Okay. Okay. 20 miles. I see it's 25 miles away. So you really like, so Tolleson, is that like the main area? Like Tolleson, Phoenix, Goodyear, like that area or?
Yeah. So So from Tolleson, Goodyear and Phoenix is not that far, but from
right
where I'm at currently now, which is, Verado, Buckeye, it's a new area up and coming. A lot of people building houses. 100+ thousand houses being built there, but about 10 to 15 miles away from that, you still got Goodyear, Surprise, places like that.
Okay. Okay. So this is what I'd recommend to you. You already have it verified in the Tolleson area. It sounds like there's not as much competition and not as much people like towards the Buckeye area, but what we could do is run your ads in that area. You know what I'm saying? Like, Buckeye, like on social media, and that will get you more traction. But if you change it to the Buckeye area, we could do that. But now your map listing is going to be based in that area, not Tolleson, right? And it's going to require re-verification, which is 7 to 14 days, you know? So it's not like that will take super long, but if you keep it as the Tolleson area, we're added on as manager usually day one. We could get rocking and rolling on it right away, and we could just do your ads in the Buckeye area, if that makes sense, you know?
Okay, yeah. Do the ads in the Buckeye area, and then a little bit east.
Yeah, for sure. Because I see it's 25 miles. It's not like you're going 100 miles away. You know, it's kind of the same territory, but by you putting it in Buckeye, it's going to require re-verification. So it's just another like hoop you got to jump through, essentially, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right.
Yeah. When you change anything on the Google Pay, well, especially like the phone number or address, they always like, they require re-verification nowadays, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Cause I was wondering why I'm not showing up.
It's showing when I did because the first thing I do when you come over to me, I search the phone number, I search the business name. When I did the phone number search, it's showing me your Google page, you know? So, it is showing for me, but, we would have to get in to see what's going on. It doesn't show me like you changed the address, but that's not going to show just a random search. We would have to actually be in there to see if it's under re-verification or not, you know?
Okay, and then another thing, I think I was trying to change out too. It's saying service accommodation in Phoenix.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. Service accommodation in Phoenix, Arizona. Okay. So you want to change that?
I don't know how that happened. Yeah, it's supposed to have been applies, whatever, retail service or whatever the
Yeah, you put the wrong categories on there. So, we would go in and change the category. Also, more than likely, it might trigger re-verification regardless because we have to go in there and do those changes. But the good news is we have a team that does that all day, every day. So what I would do, like, let's say you're like, man, I want to move forward. I would send that directly to that team. James is the supervisor on that side for that. And that way, we could just make sure like it's 7 to 14 days max, and hopefully we're under that. You know what I'm saying? But I see what you're saying. You have the wrong category on it. You know.
Yeah, cause I don't know if that's triggering. I don't know if that's like, you know, stopping me from, you know, coming up in certain areas. I know once you do type me in for certain areas, I'm the first one that pop up.
Well, yeah. If you type the business name in, people will see you, right? But that's not like. The only people that are going to do that are people that know you or referrals, right? So what you want to ultimately come up for is if somebody just types in appliance repair or Bosch dishwasher repair, Whirlpool washer repair, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? Keyword phrases. So we would have to change the category on there for sure. I didn't even see that.
Okay,
when I looked.
Gotcha.
Yeah. They would have though. You know, that's why we got a theme, brother.
Yeah, I didn't know it. Yeah, I knew it, man. I said I knew it. Like,
yeah.
You know, I wasn't really.
Hey, at least you got it live, because I talked to a lot of people that like, they can't even get verified on their own. Like, they have trouble with the video verification and et cetera, you know. So at least you got it up and going. We just would have to change the category. If it's under verification on the address, they'll just verify with you, hey, do you want to do the Tolleson or the Buckeye address? I'd recommend do the Tolleson, you know, because that's where most of your service area is. But it's up to you, basically, you know. What
Okay, cool.
So this phone number is the correct one, though, right? The 602-332-7601?
Yeah, yeah. As of right now, yeah. Because I am working on my CRM system where I get my phone number and everything will be – certain calls will be coming to me so I can know which is which.
Whether it's
a private call or a warranty call.
So you're working on, like, a call tracking number, right, basically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So when the calls come in, they get forwarded straight over to the number.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We offer that here, too, if needed, you know. But if you're already – did you already get the new business line or no?
No. I was afraid of – well, just the thing. I was afraid of getting a new business line because I'm like, well, they already got my number online for Google.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, well, what about – you know, old customer and the new customer. Yeah, the new customer have the direct line number for the new line number. But what about, you know, my old customers?
Right.
How that will play out?
Well, your old customers will probably still have your same number. But it sounds like from the look of things, like having to change the business category to appliance repair. You might have changed the address already. We have to get in and see. You're going to need a verification anyways. So, I mean, you could rock the same number, no problem. Or, you know, we could change the call tracking number too while we're changing everything else as well, you know.
And then how that call tracking number work for you guys?
For us, what we do, so we can make it like whatever area code you want. So, like, if you want a 602 area code, for example, we'll create you a call tracking number that forwards to your business line. Okay, or I mean to your actual line as the business line, and we give you an app too where you're able to actually text from your business line too if needed or if you wanted to. You'll know, so it comes through on your phone with the client's phone number, and it comes through a splash call, so you'll know it's a call coming from Google or Facebook or any of the directories we have you submitted to.
Got you.
Yeah.
Got you. So I can know the difference from a personal call and a business call.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's optional. We don't have to use it, you know, but if you're already looking into a call tracking, I mean, we'll include it at no additional charge for you.
Okay, well, I'm going to see how this one goes, and then if anything, I'll take you guys up on that. Where, you know, and you guys did say we get an app on it where I can, like, take via back, where I can be a take back. For email or app or whatever the customer needed.
Correct. Yeah, you can even text. So, like, the tracking number we create for you, you can even text from that tracking number, you know?
Okay, cool. Yeah, because I'm typing in stuff now. It's the appliance repair Tolleson. You know, I think I'm like the fifth one down there.
Let's see, appliance repair Tolleson. Give me a second. Sometimes you have to do an incognito search. I'll tell you right now, though. Give me one quick second here.
I'm 8-1.
Appliance repair Tolleson. I show you're the fourth one. Yeah, so 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. So we would basically expand on your keywords, you know? Appliance repairs in the name, right? But, like, if you type in, let's say, Whirlpool dishwasher repair. Give me one second. I know those things break all the time.
Yep,
for sure. Whirlpool dishwasher repair. You're showing, give me a second. Oh, you're showing for that, too. You're number two right now. So, that we would basically expand on your keywords, you know, and So you'll get 25 keyword phrases total. They'll run the analytics, so anything you're already ranking for, we wouldn't target you for, obviously. It's already on there, you know, in your Google page, but we would expand, so you would basically get 25 keyword phrases that you're not targeted for already. Does that kind of make sense, or?
Okay. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I gotcha.
Yeah. And then if you require any of that, we handle that for you, you know? We walk you through it step by step. You get the social media ads too, et cetera.
Okay, and then what are social media sites you got that you guys actually
Meta? Meta, so it's Facebook and Instagram. Yes, sir.
Facebook and Instagram. Okay.
Correct.
I don't really care about Instagram.
Yeah, so Facebook, the way it works, right, is it would retarget you. So if somebody searches appliance repair near me, when they pull up their Facebook page or Instagram, then your ad would show up on their feed, right? And we put it easy, like click now to call action. I could shoot you a preview. Give me 1 second. I'll send you one of our current clients' Facebook ads so you can see what it looks like. It's coming to you right now via text message. We'll customize your, like there says, like 20 years of experience, all their services included, blah, 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 and the call now feature, right? But we'll customize yours for, how you want it to look, basically, you know? That's just an example, so you have an idea of what it would look like. Yeah.
Hold on, it's loading up right now.
Oh, yeah. Take your time, brother.
All right, got it. Yeah, okay, I'm looking at it now. Okay, so this is an AC company.
Yeah, this is just an example. It's one of our clients that, like, approved of us to use them as an example, you know? So just so you could see, like, what the ad looks like, basically, you know?
Okay, cool. All right.
And that shows up, like, so when they just go to Facebook and they're on their feed, even if they go to Marketplace or anywhere, like, the ad shows as long as they've done a search for your services and they're in your targeted area. So if they're in Buckeye and they searched appliance repair, right, they go to Facebook, bam, that ad's going to show up.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
What else I was going to ask? What else? Ooh, something else.
I hate it when that happens.
I think that's it to come to mind. I can't think of it right now, but you said like 40-50 days. What, 45 to 60 days
is what you get in writing. All the timelines I went over with you, you get those in writing. In your invoice, you have your terms of experience, which shows all of that, and you get your welcome email, which has your login credentials for your dashboard, which is like your tracking and reporting system, you know? Okay.
And then do it take long? I'm sure it'll take longer, you know, 'cause I know sometimes you take longer. Do it take longer?
So 45 to 60 days is what we send you in writing, based off of like your area, your keywords, right? It can take longer, right? Like if you were, for example, in LA, right? Or you know,
competition.
Yeah, it depends on the competition in the area, essentially, you know. But 45 to 60 days is what we send you in writing. for you to show up for those keywords, and we'll go over those keywords with you in detail, you know?
Okay, and then what about, so was my area, I don't know, is my area competition? I know, like, California, places like that, area is more competition. Was Arizona more competition? Do you guys see from your little past experience or what you see on your side?
Well, so like Phoenix, obviously there's more population, right? So Phoenix is going to be a little harder to rank than in Tolleson, you know what I'm saying? And same thing, like Buckeye with your ads running in there, you should see rankings come up in that section. So it just depends on the territory that you're targeting. Like Tolleson's not going to be as saturated as Phoenix is or Scottsdale, you know, but we're able to target you for up to a 50-mile radius max, you know. Now, the way the map listing works, though, is it's based off of where you're located. So, like, the example I always like to use is, like a gas station, right? Like, if you search gas station near me, gas stations in Glendale aren't going to show up. They're going to be gas stations near you. You know what I'm saying? So it works the same way with the map section. So it's not going to range out super far for the map, but we're able to also target your social media ads with this, you know? And we offer upgraded services too, like Google Ads and Google Guaranteed, but we like to see how you do on the Platinum package first, you know?
And that was my thing too, bro. Because I know which area I want to target.
Okay.
The Verado area is a growing area. Like, Verado is like 10,000 strong. 10,000, you know, well, it's a church that they go to. It's about 10,000 people that goes to that church. So that's
okay.
10,000 people that's in Verado alone. Not even including the neighborhood that I live in, you know, and it was just a particular area that I just wanted to, like, narrow down and focus on. And, you know, also, like I said, I'm willing to run other calls up, I mean, outside of that area, but Buckeye, Verado, which is the main area that I really wanted to, like, kind of expand at, you know, and be known in that particular area.
Okay. And you said you have your new addresses in Buckeye, right?
Get my new address in Buckeye, I can give you that.
What I'd recommend to you then, what we could do, leave Tolleson alone, right? Keep it as is. You're already kind of ranging pretty good in there. Let's make another map listing for Buckeye and target you from there. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could use your same website. The only thing you'll need is a new address, and you'll need a different phone number, which the address you have, the phone number we can supply you with if needed, you know?
Hold on. Explain that again.
So you have your map listing in Tolleson already, right? So you could leave that one alone. We could create you a second location in Buckeye using your new address, right? The only thing is you need a new address and you need a new phone number. So the phone number, if you don't have, like you said, you don't have a call tracking yet, we could create you a call tracking number for that separate location. You know what I'm saying?
Because call tracking number still.
Go ahead. So it'll go to your same phone. It'll go to your same phone. It's just a different number. Like, to give you an example, one of our biggest clients is Extra Space Storage, right? They have 1,600 locations nationwide. They can't use the same phone number for different locations. It has to be a different phone number for each location. Does that make sense?
Gotcha.
So you could keep Tolleson as is, and then we could target you in Buckeye with a whole new map listing over there.
I kind of rank pretty fast in Tolleson. And I was wondering why, I don't know, was it because of the reviews or what. And the reason why I did that, I looked up every other appliance company around me, they reviews and things like that within the 20-30 mile radius, and it was bad. So that's why I targeted Tolleson. But would I be able to rank fast in that area?
You're gonna have to get reviews for that area as well. So we'll create you a separate URL for the reviews there. We'll create you the QR code, etc. Your website looks great. So we could use the same website. We just have to have a different phone number for that specific location in that area. You know what I'm saying? But you're gonna have to boost those reviews up as well for that separate area.
Gotcha.
For Buckeye. Now, Buckeye 2, give me a quick second here. Appliance repair, Buckeye, Arizona. Because I checked Tolleson before. Okay. So right there, so there's West Valley Appliance Repair, right? You're not going to get ahead of them. They have 71 reviews. They have their address showing. Right. So the one that... So AC Squad, they have 13 reviews. Howard Heating and Air and Appliance Repair, they got 8 reviews. So you'll get those guys, right? But it's gonna, obviously the number one spot would be difficult. That would be like over time, essentially, you know? But you could definitely rank on there. There's not like a whole lot of competition in Buckeye, for sure.
And that's my main thing. That's what I want to focus on. I'm always looking. I'm not looking at me. I mean, I'm kind of like a business guy anyway. I look at the small details. So I knew I can rank in there, but it's like, okay, I know I need a team behind me, to drive this vehicle in that area. Which is thing that I pretty much got. But Buckeye was, I know I can get it in that Buckeye because they're building a new Walmart out there, a new mall out there or whatnot or whatever. How bad.
Okay.
It's building a whole lot of stuff out there, and I've been looking at it.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's a growing company. I'm pretty much on that. I don't want to say the rich area, but this on the, I'm on the side where, like, when you say a price, and I don't like to just say any price, you know, just because somebody's going to pay for it, but I know the difference because I've been in Buckeye for a while now. I go on the west side of Buckeye, on the south part of Buckeye. They kind of blink 2 or 3 times before they pass service fee, which is $85. In Verado, they're not blinking without paying $85 an hour. You see what I'm saying? So that was the reason why I wanted to narrow down Verado all the way up east and take over Verado. That was my whole plan.
Right, and Verado's in Buckeye, right? It's a portion of Buckeye.
Verado's
like,
in
right?
Buckeye.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the thing though. If you mess with Tolleson, so I get what you're trying to do. You're trying to change the address over to Buckeye, but then you lose the Tolleson area. You know what I'm saying? Like, then you have to run ads over there. So we should just create a whole new listing for the Buckeye area, especially since you have an address there. We can do a video verification and just get a whole new, map listing in that Buckeye section and leave Tolleson alone. You know?
I'm okay with that because sooner or later I'll hire another. Depending on how this work out, if this game, you know, because I'm trying to go all private, because I work with multiple warranty companies, but I'm trying to go private. So depending on how this work out, and I got about 10 to 20% private calls, customers. But depending on how this whole marketing thing work out. I'll hire somebody for Tolleson. Another guy for Tolleson. I'll hire another guy for Tolleson. And
right.
then I'll take over the Verado area.
Right. Smart, man. Okay. Yeah. You do the manufacturer too? Or you said warranty companies?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. For the manufacturer though?
I do a pre-warranty company.
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I used to work for a BSH. You know, Bosch, Thermador, Gaggenau. You know, so I know
a
lot of times
they
wouldn't use rinse aid and we have to send a tech out, you know, it was crazy. Like, like man.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Especially with Bosch, they if you don't use rinse aid, they're not going to dry, you know, and they always think something's wrong, but whatever. So we're going to do, what's the address for the Buckeye area?
22031.
Got it.
North Market Side.
Market Side. Okay.
Avenue.
Got it.
Buckeye, Arizona. 8. Okay, got it.
853. Yeah, 85396.
Yeah, and okay. Yeah, because I was looking up appliances for that area. It was like 30, 40 miles out.
Right. So you should be able to. It's just that number one spot's going to be tough because those reviews, you know. But I'll have them get that QR code to you ASAP. I'll tell you who it is right now. Hold on, I had it pulled up. Now I got like a million tabs open. West Valley Appliance Repair.
Okay, West Valley sounds okay.
Yeah. So, okay. So you want the phone number? So you want it? The call is the forward to the 602-332-7601 number, right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Just making sure. Email address for your welcome email, initial invoice. You want that all going to the ANC appliance repair at hotmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And your first name is Jack, right? J-A-C-K?
No, it's Amos.
Okay, A-M-O-S. Okay. How do you spell it?
A-M-O-S.
Okay, got you. I've had other clients. That's why I asked, you know, like, what's your first name? So I've had other clients, you know, or we're setting up the account with them, and they're like, "Hey, my name's actually Bill," you know. So I get
yeah,
it. Bro.
I don't do what people call me, bro. Like I don't know.
I get it, man. 100%. There's thousands of companies out there. Some of them are like, I've heard horror stories, you know. But I promise you this,
bro.
If we weren't legit, I wouldn't be here. I've been here 7 years now, and I have the highest retention rate of all the account leads, you know. So we're a good company. We'll make sure you get what you want out of this for sure. You know.
Yeah, because I get, man, somehow ever since I signed up for Yelp, man, I get like tons of calls. Like,
you know what it is? You're in a directory. A lot of them are AIs too. Like they're like bots, you know. So they just call like, and you'll get like a phone call, and it's like a robot. Like, hey, press 1 or your Google listing dies or whatever they say, you know. But yeah, as soon as you sign up for, like, once you have something online, man, you start getting all the calls, essentially, you know. It's just, mm-hmm. just part of it. Quality problems, brother. What's your last name?
Chaney. C-H-A-N-E-Y.
Got it. C-H-A-N-E-Y. Perfect. And that's just what I'm for this. So the next step to this, Amos, I'm going to secure billing info. I have to read a voice verification to you, just outlining our service agreement, that everything's month-to-month here, no contracts. And then I'm going to schedule your client interview with one of our technicians. That's where they're going to go through, like, keyword phrases, your social media ads, like, all the fun stuff, basically. Okay?
Social media ad? Oh, you're talking about, create one.
Correct. Yeah, so what they do, they'll go over, like, main goal for your clients. They'll ask you if you have a slogan. It's just so we can put all the content together so it's not a bunch of keywords just, like, bundled together, you know? So it'll be a fun call.
Okay.
I'll introduce you to the tech, too.
Yeah.
Okay. As far as the billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it Amos Chaney on the card, or is there a middle initial, too?
Yeah. No, this is the Amy Chaney on the card.
Perfect. Is the billing address, is it the new address, the 2031 North Marketside Avenue?
The building? You can use the old one. You can use
the old one. Okay. Let me pull that one back up. 2924 South 97th Lane, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's just for the billing address. Okay, perfect. And I just want to verify again, right? So you have access to that Buckeye address, though, right? Like you that's your
new... I stay there, but yeah.
Perfect. Okay, because what they're going
to
do, more than likely, they're going
to
require... We can hide it, but they're going to require a video verification there. So you just have to have access to the address. Now, I'll tell you, when you show the address, you do get ranking faster, though, you know? And they'll go over that with you in the client interview as well.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And let's see, the card, is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
I think that's Visa. Give me a quick second, and I'm
Take your time, bro.
Give me a quick second, boss.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I got that. I got one more box for you. Riley, I'm pulling up my information right now.
Yeah, take your time. I'm just getting your notes over your tech right now, too. How far did you want to target from Buckeye? Like, I know you mentioned that new area, Verado, right? But let's say, like a rate, are you looking to do like a 10-mile radius around Buckeye? Or I'm trying to put it for your ads, too, you know?
If you put in a 10 miles, if you put in 10 to 15 miles, we'll pop up.
I'll tell you right now.
Like, what
give
state,
me
what
one
city,
second.
City.
Let me just pull up their tech tool, okay? Just a second.
All right.
2 miles. All right. So, if you do 10 miles from the zip code you gave me, it has Buckeye and Surprise on there. Is what it's showing me. So you probably want to go further out, right? 85396.
Yeah, 12.
Yeah, yeah. So like, what do you think? Like, go ahead.
Try 20.
20? Okay. Here, I put 25 in already. I have it pulled up. So let me see what that. So that has Buckeye, Surprise, Waddell, Litchfield, Park, Goodyear, Whitman, Luke Air Force Base, El Mirage, Sun City West, Glendale, Youngstown. It takes you to Phoenix, too. Palo Verde, Avondale, Sun City, Cashin, Perora, Tolleson, Arlington, Morristown, Tonopah. But you already have... Here, let me do 20. Wait a second here. 20 goes all the way to Perora. Hold on. So 15 miles is Buckeye, Surprise, Waddell, Litchfield Park, Goodyear, Whitman, Luke Air Force Base. What That's cities true. Am I missing on that?
Did Goodyear pop up?
Goodyear popped up, yeah.
You're, the Buckeye, you're not Surprise. Any, you're not missing anything.
Not missing anything? Okay. So I'm gonna say 15 miles then, because you have the other listing too, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to like cross them with your ads, because you're already ranking pretty good over there. I know Verado, Buckeye's like the main spot, you know? That's like a new area, right? Mm-hmm. Verado? Because it doesn't even show up.
Yeah,
the,
that's a...
Got it. Okay.
So, yeah, yeah. That address, that with that zip code, 85, that's the Verado area.
Got it, 85396. Okay. So that's going to be perfect, because obviously your map listing will be based off of there, and 15 miles, I think, will be good for the ads, too. That way you're not driving, like, 50 miles one way, 50 miles the other, you know what I'm saying? So I'll just put it in 15.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then, here, let me jump. I'll get the other questions from you in a second. Are you ready for the billing info?
Yeah, I'm almost done right now. We started talking, so let me get that type of
yeah. Good. Yeah, take your time, brother.
And how do you guys find us? Just
so I'm on the account management team. Angela, looks like she pulled you from. Give me a second here. She has your Google page in the in the notes, so that's where I'm assuming she pulled you from, but it could have been Yelp too. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Usually, so they're called mapping coordinator. It's like openers though, right? Like they're trying to find companies that this seems like a good fit for. Then you go to the account management team, which I'm a part of, and then I get you linked up with the tech team. Everything we do is in house too. So any changes you want made, we're able to do it live over the phone with you. You know.
Okay,
Just verifying too, you do not currently have a business Facebook page, right? I didn't see one. Just want to make sure.
Hey, I got a Facebook page, but it ain't no business one, man. Okay. I'm about to make one.
Okay, so we're going to create you a business page, and we'll send you ownership of it too, okay?
All right, cool.
All right. See, website's not needed. Call tracking, yes. App, yes. Miles.
I don't know. Might need to do a little extra. I don't know if I need to do something to that website or what.
Website looks good to me. I mean, you have the SSL certificate. You have the phone number at the top. I mean, it looks really good for sure. And we could keep, so when you have multiple locations, you could keep the website the same. But you do have to change the address and the phone number in order to do separate locations, you know? So we could rock your website as is. If you want, we create my sites too. They're like where you have full access to the site. It's a website design. But we would have to fully redesign your website, which I think your site looks great, you know? We could rock it as is for sure.
Okay, cool.
You know? And I've seen tons of sites. Like, if it didn't look good, I'd tell you. I promise.
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, it's like, if you succeed, we succeed, you know? So I want to see you do good for sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what are we looking like for the balance?
249. Exactly. Like, out the door. There's no hidden fees or anything.